This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, an image taken by U22 and examined by the mission team last week appears to show a distinctive, almost square object on the horizon of the moon.
What's U22 question?
Yep.
What's U22?
U22 is a rover. It's a Chinese rover that has been the first rover to explore the dark side of the moon.
Right. Pink Floyd wrote a song about that.
Yep. And it's about 80 metres away from this rover.
And they put out an album.
Is now going to head towards it to see what it is. That, mate, you're on another
planet.
Effectively another planet,
yeah.
And you're there with your rover on the side of the moon that no one's ever looked at before, and they've seen a square object 80 metres away from the rover that is supposed to be there exploring a crater.
They got a dog up there. The rover.
Maybe the Russians, didn't the Russians send a monkey into space?
I don't know. Yeah, I think they did. Well, the monkeys were the first one up there.
What was that monkey's name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway, so
if you know the monkey's name, give us a call 133353 on the monkey hotline.
Now, one lunar night lasts about 14 Earth days. Yep. That's how long. And the rover can't operate during lunar nights. So it could take 2 to 3 months for this rover to reach the cabin.
What was it? A mystery box.
It's 80 metres away from the rover, and it's this box-shaped structure on the
moon. How long's it going to be? 80 metres away?
Mate, it's like, okay, it's like finding another country in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
But
it's
only 80 metres away, you just drive it 80 metres.
No, you cannot. It's a you've got to be careful, mate, because if it falls off a cliff, you can't get up there and just service it.
Right,
okay. Be careful. What, you have no idea how difficult space exploration is.
Where are we?
Is.
Are we on Mars or
we're on the moon? You fool!
Oh, so hang on. So you're saying at the moment that you don't know because it's so undulating.
You do not even believe that we landed on the moon.
That's what I'm saying. You just said that it's all undulating and can only go a little distance because it could fall off this big cliff. But we landed on the moon.
Yes, we did land on the light side of the moon where you can see it all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, what about this? Speaking of strange things.
I'll come back to you in how many months? 3 months' time and tell you what it is.
Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea, have a guess what?
What did he do?
Have a guess what?
Did he finish the song just the way I'd like it?
He's back on home soil, quietly jetting into Sydney, and apparently he was spotted at Bronte Beach yesterday morning with his trademark multicoloured hair.
What do you mean on home soil? Is he Australian?
No, no. But he just loves, he's the Australian-American musician. He lives in Malibu, right? But he has this great relationship with Australia. And so he's back. So good on. Flea's back.
Flea went to Bronte. I'd rather find out what this box is on the moon than go and say Flea's at Bronte.
No, you know what I'd love? Like, you know what I like spotting? It'd be good to know. Star spotting. Who have you spotted? 133353. We should start that. You know, with the holiday season, with everyone to the coming to the Central Coast, we should do star spotting on the Central Coast. Yeah, who have you seen on the coast? That'd be bloody good, wouldn't it?
Who's the guy that did the Shawshank Redemption
actor? Denzel Washington.
Nah.
Tim Robbins.
Nah, yes.
Was he on the coast?
I saw Tim Robbins.
He was not.
Not on the coast. He was in Melbourne. I was there with my wife for a weekend.
Well, did you spot him there?
Yeah. We were walking down the street. We wanted to go to dinner at a restaurant, and we went to queue up to get into the restaurant, and there's Tim Robbins sitting two tables away having dinner. I thought, hang on.
That's Tim Robbins.
Shawshank Redemption.
There he is.
Yeah.
Mate, I think, was it Matt Damon here many, many years ago at a – of course it was. Matt Damon.
Okay, we do star spotting, but it doesn't count if you're in Byron Bay.
Yeah, no, it's got to be here on the coast.